Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Dalet, and we went actually pretty far here, and we got up to the two dots, which are three lines up from the middle of the page. So Hanuginoi, continuing with this sugya, which was Rav's Ma'amar of the Din of Ma'amar Shloshtan, providing a kinyan without any further necessity for the court or for an attorney as a hilchata below taima. So what happened over here is there was an agricultural cooperative that was basically they were renting the property from one guy, and the different farmers, the gardeners, made a cooperative. They would all sell whatever they had grown. And it was like one roadside stand, and then at the end of the week, they would work out who had put in what and who gets what. Anyway, after they made the cheshbon, they could not account for $5 that had remained in one of the seller's hands. They couldn't figure out who it belonged to. It seemed that it was $5 that wasn't accountable for. So they were all together, and they said, look, why don't we just give it to the renter, the guy who rents us the property, you know? So, Yavinu Niale Lamari Ara, let's give it to the guy that we take the property from, to pay for taxes, Betaska. And they said this to him in front of him, Ba'api Mare Ara. And not only that, they also made a separate Kenyan Sudr to pay it up, right? Said, we're coded with a Sudr. Now, in the end, the guy went home, made a more careful analysis, and he accounted exactly for those $5, and they belonged to him, and everybody agreed that they had made a mistake and so on. Another problem is that he had already said that he was giving it to pay the taxes for this guy, and they had made a kinyan and everything. So anyway, so he goes up to the commander of Nachman, he goes through Nachman and asks him whether, you know, can he keep the money or what? So Nachman said to him, look, what are you, nuts? You're coming to me after you screw yourself over so bad? First of all, Ravun Amarav said the din of my Mishloshim. You already gave him that money, you know? And even if you wouldn't have been in front of him, you were made a kinyan to give him that money. Now, Rav Nachman was under the impression that this guy basically was claiming something, but did not have an actual accountant that agreed and that there was no question. He thought he was trying to get out of it. So they told him, stop drinking a cup, basically. Now, Rava, who knew the story, Rava said, he's not saying I won't give it. He's saying I will give it. He's just saying it equals zero. That's all that he's saying. So he made basically an agreement to pay $0. You know, great. So he made a kinyan. So he made a maimer shloshtan. The it that he agreed to pay was the money that did not belong to him. It was unaccountable for. There was no such money. So what's the problem? All he's saying is, is he saying I'm not going to give it to you? He's saying it just doesn't exist. The like a gaboy ka'amai. Sure, and Nachman said, oh, okay, I understand. Im kin kinyan b'ta'utu. It's basically like any other mekach tori. He made a kinyan thinking that this money was someone else's. And kinyan b'ta'utu is chozer, obviously. So the whole thing didn't apply. Itma, how about another problem? We've been shoving this problem under the table. In all of these stories where we're talking about whether Hoylok is Kisri and whether it's already in the Rishus and when the guy can have Charata or not have Charata, we haven't mentioned a very serious additional consideration. Whose responsibility is this money between the time that it leaves the hands of the Bishaleach and arrives at the Shliach? I mean, suppose the plane crashes. Is FedEx responsible? Suppose he loses the money through no fault of his own. He's held up on the way. Whatever. Does the shliach take the responsibility or what? So this is our next question. Itmar, holech mono lefloni shani chayav. Take this $100 to so-and-so, to whom I owe money. So now Rabbi Chiya says, well, in that case, it's ba'achrayuto. The one who is taking the money is the one who's taking responsibility. And I'm sorry, the one who's sending the money is the one who's taking the responsibility. But nonetheless, in Balak Zohar, if he wants to change his mind and say, I would give it back, you know, I just heard that the conditions are pretty dangerous, they're holding people up, I don't want you to try to take this and then I'm going to have to repay it. Too bad. Ain't no chuzer. He cannot change his mind. We're going to see what this is all about in a minute, of course. Where Shmuel says, look, you can't have it both ways. If the guy is responsible when he sends it until it actually arrives, so then clearly it is not yet in the rishus of the recipient, right? So why can't he change his mind? I mean, so if it is in the rishus of the recipient, so then why is the sender responsible? And if it's not in the rishus of the recipient, so then why can't he change his mind? And therefore, mitoch, in other words, migu that the chayav and the achrayot, obviously he could change his mind and say, I don't want to send it this way. I don't think it's the most effective way of sending it. See, balak zor chozer. So let's try to understand what the machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel might be based on. We have a number of possibilities. I mean, we could take the simple way out, and we could say that the machlokas is precisely about the issue that we've been discussing over here in the cases that we had up until now, where the question is whether it's a chov or whether it's a schus or whether the person meant that it should already be a shlichut that is zocha, you know, where it's chav, b'mokom shechav lacherem over here, can you be zocha? And in this case, the person who would be kene for the person to whom it's sent would be zocha b'mokom shechav lacherem, because it would be chav to the sender. But nonetheless, if I was zocha, and these were all questions that we had before, and they should have their implications in the question of responsibility, right? So lema baka miflige. So apparently, they would be arguing in the following. So Rav is basically saying, look, the moment you said take this money, you are agreeing that you are willing for the person to be zochi in the money. Because, I mean, you're saying, look, I want to pay the guy back. On the other hand, I mean, bottom line is, the person to whom you're sending the money never agreed to this particular mode of transportation. And therefore, if something happens to the money, he could say, well, I didn't tell you to send it with UPS. I meant only to send it with a personal shliach or by telegram or whatever. So it's not my problem. I didn't get the money. You decided this is the way you want to sell it, send it, so you take responsibility. On the other hand, if he does get it, he's very happy. You said all the kisri. Whereas Shmuel says that Hoylech is lav kisri, and therefore he can change his mind. And of course, the Gemara says the obvious response to that. Why would we say that? We could certainly say that Kuleyam, everybody holds that Hoylech is kisri. And for sure, in a normal case, let's say I want to give this guy a gift, right? There's no problem of achrayut or anything. I'm sending this guy a gift. So in that case, you can't change your mind. Maybe. It could be everyone agrees that that is saying, I want to get this to him. Okay, so why would I be able to change my mind? The problem over here is, the question is whether we say the migo that Shmuel says. So Rav says, lomrin amigo. The fact that he's still responsible for the money, if something happens to it, does not mean that therefore the person wasn't zocha in it if he can get it to him. Umar suffer, where Shmuel holds that, no, that's the whole point. Since you're trying to be mechayev the sender in the guarantee that nothing will happen to it, then you're certainly allowing him still to be able to define the mode of transportation. And he could say, look, I don't want to take this risk, right? Maybe that's the pshat. In fact, we have a braita that says precisely what Rav says, and that is that he can't change his mind, and on the other hand, he remains responsible. Because the braita says, holech mana l'plodi shani chayav, in a case where either a man says, take this $100 to so-and-so, I owe it to him. Or he says, give this guy a mana l'ploni, which I have of his. He asked me to hold this for him. Could you please return the pikadon sheyesh lo biyadi? Or he says, tain mona leploni, holak mona leploni pikadon sheyesh lo biyadi. Or tain mona leploni pikadon sheyesh lo biyadi. In all of the cases, tain, holak, it's always remains chayav b'achrayuto, and imba lachzor eno chozer. Wait. But you threw in another case that doesn't make sense. We've been talking about money that you owe. Here you're talking about sending him back his pawned ring, let's say, or something, right? Now, the problem is that pikadon, we have a general rule that says you cannot give someone else's pikadon to anybody, even for purposes of shlichut, because people don't want their things in people's hands that they don't know. So if you now send a message to the shliach and you say, look, I made a mistake. Somebody just told me, ein ritzoni shepikdoni b'yad acher, which is a technical term for that concept. A person is assumed not to give you rights to give something that he gave you on any level, to give it to anybody else for any purpose. He trusted you, and that's all he trusted. So why can't you say to the guy, you better return that to me, I made a mistake. He doesn't want it. So how could there be zok and let him shlo b'funav if the person is assumed to umdana not to want it? Then it's not a schutz. That case doesn't make any sense. So you can't say holok is kishchi there. So why? Well, that is normally the case. But what we're talking about over here is where the guy who sent the money has a very bad reputation. And he's a huchzak kafran. Now, this guy is often going to tell you the check's in the mail. I'm sending it with so-and-so. Then I'll tell you something happened to it. Now, the shliach knows that that's the case. And therefore, in this case, it certainly is a schus to be able to get it out of his hand. And therefore, the braita throws in a case of pikadon as if to say, look, even though normally we'd be talking about money that is owed, there are cases where a pikadon would be the same as money that's owed. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. Now, Rav Sheshet had sold a load of coats on credit to a store that was in Mechuza. So, Avile Ashrata the Sar Beleva Mechuza. So he had credit owed him for a shipment of coats in the town of Mechuza, and he wanted somebody reliable to bring it to him. So he says, Rav Yossi Bar Chama was planning on going to Mechuza, coming back. So he told Rav Yossi Bar Chama, please do me a favor. And Bahare Diatita, when you get back, bring that money with you, please. I'm not going to be able to get it otherwise. So Aitinu Niyala, fine. So he goes to these people that owe him the credit, and they give him the money, and then they say, okay, but we want a receipt from you with a Kenyan, that you are taking responsibility. If anything happens to this money, I mean, we don't know you're going to be able to get it back safely. So if we're giving you the money, we don't want to be sued in another month and have Rav Shesha say that he never got the money. So you tell us that you're accepting responsibility.
Just tell us is enough to work?
No, make a Kenyan. Nikne minach. We want to make a Kenyan from him. I don't know, but I don't think that this is appropriate to shter a whole shir. But Amar Lahu. So he says to him, yeah, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about a thing. Meanwhile, he catches the next plane out. Right? So he got out of it, and he comes back, and he brings the money to Rav Shesha. He tells Rav Shesha the story. Rav Shesha said, look, you obviously did the right thing, but you're crazy. You should go be mitchayev to that. I mean, if something would have happened, you would have been making yourself into a servant to pay back the $5,000 that they owed me. Well, why would you want to do that? You did exactly the right thing. It's their problem. They're sending me the money. Or another way of putting it was, Shapir Avadata, you did the right thing. Why is it the right thing? Because Eved Lovela Ishmalve. These people that bought on credit, they've got the problem. They've got to get me the money. They're my servant, so to speak, as Shlomo Melech put it. Let them worry about it. Why in the world should you get involved and take responsibility for them? Now, Rav Achi, Rav Yoshi, Havilei Ispaka de Kaspa Ben Arga. Rav Achi Bar Yoshi had this beautiful silver dish in Narda, and he wanted to get it back, so he says to Rav Dustoy, Rav Yanai, and Rav Yossi Bar Keeper, who were going there and were going to come back, so he said to them, would you please do me a favor and bring it up, bring it back with you? So they go, and sure enough, Ozu Yavi Niale, and they gave it to him, and then they said, okay, now we want a receipt and a kinyan from you to take responsibility. Amrei Lohu, lo, we're not ready to take responsibility, absolutely not. You're the one who's got to get this silver dish back. So they said, okay, then never mind. We don't trust you to bring it. Give it back to us. So Ahadri Nialan should give it back to us. So Reb Distoy, Reb Yanai said, okay, fine, I'll give it back to you. Reb Yossi Barkeeper says, absolutely not. So they start twisting his arm, beating him up. So he says, Chazimar Echikovit. So he's together with Reb Yossi Barkeeper, you know. I mean, Reb Yossi Barkeeper is together with Reb Distoy, Reb Yanai. And so they say, you know, Rebbe, look at this guy. He refused to give it back. So he says, Reb Dustai says, beat him up good. Beat him up good. Tav Romule. Anyway, so they come back now to Reb Achi Reb Yoshi, right? So now they're telling him the story. So Reb Dustai, who Reb Yosef Keeper, who was the victim over here, he says the story over, and he says, Chazimar, this guy, Lomis Dayed Losaima, forget about the fact he didn't help me, you know, he was ready to give in right away. But not only that, he says to them, Omar Lunami, beat him up good. So he says, well, how'd you do such a thing? Amai Davinachi, why'd you do that? Omar Lay, okay, now listen to the story, okay? You should know that those guys, very friendly guys, 8 feet tall, wearing these motorcycle helmets, Kovan Ama, okay? When they talk, the sound doesn't come out of their mouth. It comes out of their belly. So they're Medabram Mechetzyehem. They speak from their middle, okay? And their names, I mean, forget about their names. Their names are Crusher, Bruiser. I mean, okay, Shmotemu Olim, Arda, Arta, Pili. These are the guys that break pieces into people into pieces. Barish, Buster. These guys say, tie him up. They tie him up. Kill him. They kill him. So let's say they would have killed Dustoy, right? Poor little Dustoy. Is somebody ready to give my daddy Yanai a boy like me? He's never going to have another boy like me. So Mina Tanya, so Roshi says to him, wait a minute, let me get this straight. These guys, I mean, do they have pull in the government? So Krovim Amalchor, oh yeah. Amalei Haim. Do they have, like, these black cards with little flags that follow them wherever they go, you know? Yeshlem Susimu Pratim Shratzalem. Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, you did the right thing. Halech money leponi. Okay, so how about another case? Where, this is another situation that we could get into, and we really haven't discussed what to do. I mean, it's all very nice to say schi, but how about if the guy doesn't make it? Then the guy's dead by the time you get there. So Halech Mone Leploni, they come to this guy, and they don't find him in this world anymore. V'lo Matza'o. So we have two brightot that seem to contradict each other. Tani Chada Yatsiru L'mishalayach. So one bright says, okay, if you cannot be Mekayim the Shlichut, then bring it back to sender. Return to sender, that's all. Whereas the other brayta says, no, deliver it to the heirs of the addressee, to the Yorshei Mi Shenishtachulo. Now, what would that be dependent on? So perhaps we could learn that this is precisely the machlokas we've been looking for. In Rima Baka Miflege. Mar Savar Helech is Kisri. Okay, so if Helech is Kisri, then it's already in his Rishus at the time that I gave it to the Shliach. And when he subsequently dies, it automatically belongs to the Yorshim, and he has no choice but to deliver to the Yorshim. Mashain Kane, if you hold deliver, return to sender, so then obviously you hold Holech Lav Kisri. I was never told to give it to the guy's heirs. Maybe he doesn't want to give it to the guy's heirs. I don't know. I'm a Shliach. I'll give it back to the sender. And therefore, we would have a place here where there's a Machlokas Tanoim confirmed in these two brayot. Umre Baba Bar Mama, no, not necessarily. It's very possible that everybody would agree that Holech is Lav Kisri, but as we've already seen, there are cases that for all intents and purposes duplicate Holech Kisri, and that would be the case of a Shchiv Meirah, where, remember, this sugya is talking about all of the variations, whether it's in terms of Maimat Shloshtim, whether it's in terms of Kinyan, whether it's in terms of a Shchiv Meirah, or whether it's in terms of a special takona, like a case of Mesukan with a get and so on, all of which accomplish Kinyanim by magic. Okay, so and these were all takonas de Rabbanan that utilize Hefker best in Hefker, and maybe the idea over here, we wouldn't have to come on to that, because Hayolach Kisri, of course, would be Me'ikar Adin, the person makes a true Kinyan for him. So even if you don't know the Klav Kisri, we could be talking about a Braita that is utilizing one of the alternative mechanisms, and it may be talking about a case of a Shchiv Meirah, in which case there wouldn't even be a machlokas between the two Braitas. One Braita was talking about a well person who sends it, and maybe everybody would hold a Klav Kisri, and therefore you would generally return to the sender, unless, of course, the sender was a Shchiv Meirah, and then he already achieved the equivalent of a Klav Kisri. That's all. So who's to say this has anything to do with Holech Kisri? Rav Zvid says, actually, you could say that both are talking about a Shchiv Meirah and still have it work out perfectly well. Now, how is that? The question is, when did the recipient die? If the recipient died before the sender gave the money, so then, obviously, return to sender. If the recipient died after the sender sent the money, then deliver it to the Yorshim. Right? Very simple. So we don't have any problem. So how do ito lemekabel b'sha'at matan ma'ot? How do leti lemekabel b'sha'at matan ma'ot? Rav Papa Amar, we're going to have it work out perfectly well in the case of a bori, and Helech is a bori, is lav kisri. But you're forgetting there may be another problem. The other problem is that what happens if the sender dies? These were in the old days where, you know, in the morning you say good morning to a guy, and by the evening you find out he's in some hole somewhere. A disaster. So now that somebody sent you money, you bring the money back, now you don't have either people. What do you do with the money? You give it back to the Yorshim of the guy that sent it? The Yorshim of the guy you sent it to? Good Lord, before Tchiyat HaMitim was really horrific. So anyway, what happened over there is, so we could be talking about a bori, and the question is, who died when? So if the mit mikabel b'chaye noten, suppose the sender was still alive when the mikabel had died, then I say, since he had never been zoche in it, even if in the interim the sender died, but what's the problem? Give it back to the sender's heirs. I mean, the sender wasn't dead at the time, so we can't give him the credit of saying mitzvah l'kayem divrei amet. So what's the problem? Because his sending had been completely canceled when the supposed recipient died before it could get to him, right? And in the other case it's talking about, where you give it back to the Yorshim of the one that you were supposed to send it to, is talking about that the sender, the mit noten b'chayei mekabel, the sender died after handing them to the shliach, and the mekabel was still alive, and that means at that point there is a mitzvah l'kayim divrei amet, even though he was a bori. Now this is telling us a third well, it depends how many you want to include in the same chapter, but it's giving us yet a third way of being able to make a kinyan without there being any real basis for it. So we had the Maimat Shlosh Tam, we had the other question of Shchiv Neira, and now we have yet another issue, and that is called Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameit, where for all intents and purposes, if someone was a Bori and then died and had made a commitment to something and had put it into effect, the heirs have a chiyuv not to take it back, even though it's still theirs. But since their Morish had said this is what he wants to achieve and had set about achieving it, they have a mitzvah to continue with what the mate had desired. So this, obviously, there were other mechanisms we can call, such as the other cases that we spoke about, you know, and so on and so forth. That's something else, but I'm saying artificial mechanisms. Okay, so over here, a mitzvah is obviously not really a kinyan, but because there's a mitzvah, therefore, in that case, we would say, you know what, deliver it to the recipient, even though the recipient has now died and left it to his, give it to his yorshim. So we could even work it out in either case. Both of them are brim, both of them are shchiv meiraz. Either way, we can simply arrange the logistics that these two brightot are not arguing about holich kischi at all. Okay, let me try to find another place where we do see that holich kischi is actually a machlokas tanaim. Lema holich kischi is a machlokas tanaim, because actually things can get quite complex. Let's take a case in which somebody says, bring a mona leploni. He goes to Ploni and finds that he's no longer alive. Biksho v'lo mitza'o. The din is, says the Tanakhama, yachzeru l'mishaleach. Okay, there we don't have a problem. Give it back to the sender. But what if the sender had died by the time you get back? So then we have different approaches. Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yaakov say, give it back to the heirs of the sender. Yesh Omrim say, give it back to the Yorshim of the recipient. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, who quotes Rabbi Meir's famous psak, mitzvah l'kayem divrei hamet. Now, this doesn't seem to be saying anything differently than give it to the Yorshim of the recipient. So, but he's obviously saying something new. The Gemara's going to have to figure out what is the difference between the sheet of Rabbi Meir and the sheet that we just had before, to give it back to the Ishomrim Yishtachulo. The Chachomim say, well, we don't know what to do. Why don't you just split it? Give half of it to the Yorshim of the sender, half of it to the Yorshim of the recipient. And here in Bobo, they say, you know what? Let the Shliach do whatever the heck he wants. Come Ashir to Shliach Yasin. And this is called Shuda. We've had Shuda de Dayani. The same machlokas that we have all over about Shuda de Dayani is between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether, as according to Tosfos, look, you just do what you feel like doing, because we have no indication one way or the other, or whether Shuda means use your best judgment, as Rashi learns, to decide what the intent was. We have the same machlokas over here as we would have by Shuda de Dayani. So Shuda could mean, what do you think, Shliach, you know? What do you think is meant? What would he have wanted? Tosfos says, what do you feel like doing? It's whatever the Shliach wants to do. That's called a Shuda. Okay.
The literal meaning of the word.
What's that? Throw it. Throw it. Yeah. Okay, so we've got all of these different shitas. Now, the simple way of understanding this whole thing is that the Machlokas goes as follows. Maila b'hakam iflige, the Tanakama holds that holech is lav kischi, which is why the Tanakhama said that in a case of bikshu v'lo matzu, return to sender. Okay, because you never zoked in it for this guy. Whereas oh, I'm so sorry. I skipped. Amar Rabbi Shimon Anasi, I gotta tell you, this actually happened to me. I was a shliach, came there, couldn't find the redressee, went back to return to sender, sender no longer alive. So I went to Chachomim to ask what to do. And they told me, that I should return it to the sender's heirs. Now, my law book of Ifigate. The Tanakhama says that very partial the case was, you find out that he died, return to sender. Now, but Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yaakov, they hold Herlich is lav kisri, and nonetheless, afagav the meat, lo amrina mitzvah lakayim divrei amit. So they're saying it doesn't matter if the guy dies, bikshu v'lo matzri meita mishaleach, so then give it back to the Yorshia mishaleach. I, the mishaleach, had said, deliver it. And now he dies, and we should respect his last words about the matter. No, there's no such halacha. The yesh omrim, say the Yorshe, the recipient, that's because they hold Holech Yiskeshi. So for all intents and purposes, he had already received it. And if he already received it, obviously it goes to his heirs, because that's what belongs to him. What right would you have not to give it to them? And so they simply hold Yiskeshi. Rabbi Yeranossi, who was quoting Rabbi Yaakov, who quoted Rabbi Meir's din of mitzvah, the kind of Re'amet, he holds, now wait a minute, I agree with you about what to do, but not for the reason that you say. I say actually Herlich is lav kisri. However, only because the guy had died, we say it's a mitzvah lekayim divrei amet. But if he hadn't died, then I would have said, listen, Herlich is lav kisri, return to sender. The chachamim who say, well, split it. Obviously, they are misupak. They're not sure whether halak is chi or not. So they were misafkalu, and they're misupak about the din of whether mitzvah l'kayim divrei amet, and not knowing what to do, b'mayachloku. So it's momon hamutah b'safek. Whereas Khan in Bavel, they say, it's always better when you don't know what to do something. But to compromise is certainly to do nothing, because then you were yotzei neither. At least if you decide which one is more reasonable, as Rashi learns, or if you do one thing or the other, you got a 50% chance of doing it completely correct. Better that than a 100% chance of doing it wrong. So Shuda is always adif. Reb Shimon HaNasi was only coming along to tell us the actual Maisa that he had asked the Shaila. Reb Shimon HaNasi, Ma'asata Lashmina, and that way we've got a very simple explanation of all these various shitot. And we now are left with a clear machloket about whether Holech is kaschi or not, because you can't use in this case any kind of approach you used before to say, well, maybe not. Maybe it's a din in mitzvah l'kayim divrei amet, because that was a different shita. So what was the shita that didn't hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei amet? Holech is kaschi. That's the difference. So in having all of these variations, we have finally managed to weed out the other possibilities. And we're left with what we were looking for, a pure question of whether Herlich is kisri or not, right? Well, you wish. I mean, it'd be nice, but you haven't weeded out the alternative cases. I mean, it may be, if the guy was a bari, they call me Amalo Plige. Maybe if the guy was well, we wouldn't have had this discussion, because Herlich is lav kisri. And the only issue over here is because he was a shchiv meira, okay? But what, yeah, the problem is, if he's a shchiv meira, what is the issue? That we shall see tomorrow. This is a rather complex subject. And we now have a variation that we never knew before about the din of mechalik mechasev api shchiv meira, and that gets into issues of inheritance, modern-day problems about whether there is a way to change inheritance through the tzivui of a shchiv meira, what to do on, you know, real estate, bank accounts, stock, stuff like that. And so it's best that we wait a day to take a look at that. Tanu ginoi david kushbon abadei adadei, and pash chamesh istri zizigabi chad binayo. So Amrulay, they decided, look, we have in the mori de ara betaska, ba'ape mori de ara, and not only that, they went to their economy name. In the end, he went to his own accountant, and over Kushbana ben Dilan and Afshay, it turned out there was no such money at all. And lo pashkabe velo midi. So under the comedy of Nachman, Omar Lay, what am I supposed to do for a guy like you? I mean, first of all, chodet amar avun amar av, maimet shloshta. And then you went ahead and made sure about it by being economy name. Omar Lay Rava, wait, he sister of Nachman. So I become a Yavina. He's saying, I'm willing to pay that. I'm giving the whole thing, except the value of the whole thing is zero. The like a gaboy kamala. Oh, so I don't understand. You can't kinyan betautu. Go kinyan betautu. Of course it's kosher. My mitzloshtem can't be called something that isn't there. It's more. Olech mana leploni shani chayavlo. I'm Rebbe Chia Bachrayuto. Sorry, sorry. Amarav chayav bachrayuto im balachzor inu chuzer. Shmuel Amar, mitoch shechayav bachrayuto im balachzor chuzer. Lema bokam ifrei. Marzorak kuskidam, yamarzorak lachlaf kuskidam. Not necessarily. Could be everybody also look kuskidam. The question is, bokam ifrei. Marzorak amrin amigo because of the achrayut. Marzorak amrin amigo. Tanik about it. Rav, olech mana leploni shani chayav lo. Retain mana leploni shani chayav lo. Or olech mana leploni pikadon sheshu biyadir. Retain mana leploni pikadon sheshu. In all of these cases, chayav b'achrayuto. V'im b'achzor, ain't all chazer. Wait a minute. What do you mean by a pikadon? He should be able to be chazer. Because he's not really allowed to give it to the guy. Lo yimelein ritzono. She'e pikdono b'yad acher. Om Rebbe Zera. Here it's talking about that. Who's the kafran? Rav Sheshet Avile Ashrata de Sarbali b'b'chuzah. So he tells him, Yossi Bar Chama, listen, body that tit, I tit in lali, will you? Ozi avinule. And then they say to him, listen, nickname me now, Chama, sure. But so if he gets out of there without giving them anything. Ki otu legabe, Armala, you did the right thing. Shaper shavarata, lo shavita nafshra, evet lo veli yishmave, mishnachrina. Shaper avarata, they had no right to ask you to accept responsibility. Lo ve, evet lo ve, li yishmave. Ravachi bar Yoshi, Avila Ispaka de Kaspa Benardo. So, Amalu, Lurb, disturb Rav Yanai and to Rav Yossi bar Keeper, Bahadi de Atitu at Yoniali. So they go, and sure enough, the people give him the Yasu Yavinale, and then they say, Nikniminaichus. So they said, absolutely not. Amal, okay, so give it back. Rav disturb Rav Yanai said, okay, sure. Rav Yossi bar Keeper said, no, can't give it back. So Avila Kometzarale. Omar le chazim har echi gavit. Omar lo good. Give him, bang him, smash him. Tavu ramule. Gyatu le gabei. Amale. This unbelievable story. Chazim har. Not only lo mistayed lo sayan. He goes and tells him, beat him up good. So Omar lo nami tav ramule. Omar le. That's horrible. Am I tavid achi? Omar le. Here's the picture, baby. Otan bnei ama ein ama. Bnei Adam hein ama, kov an ama, midabrim michetien. Shmote yamuvalim, arda, pile, barish, oh my God. Amrinu kvotu, kov tim, harogu, horgim. Ilu horgu at portestai, minatan le yanai abba bar kamoti. They don't come cheap. Amarle, bnei Adam alalu, krovim le malchute? Oh yeah. Yeshlam susimu pradim shratzim achreim? Oh yeah. Oh man, Yochi Shapira Varata. Oh, like one of the plenty of a big shovel of matzo. So Tony Koryak Zulmishalea, Vitanya Idak Yoshe Mishinish Tahulo. So let me about come here for the gate. Mars of Elkiski, Mars of Elavkiski. Omre Baba Bar Mama, no, it could be Kuleyama Lavkiski, Velokasha. The two bright are to talk about two different cases. Hobba Bori, Hobba Shriv, Miranda Shriv, Miradets, Kichtuvimu, Kimisurim Domu. Maybe both of them are b'shchiv mera. One is talking about that the Mekabel was still alive at the time of the Netina, and other letter the Mekabel b'shat matan ma'od. Rav Papa Amar, both could be talking about a case of Bori. There's no b'shchiv mera, and one is talking about meat Mekabel b'chaye notain, and other meat notain b'chaye Mekabel. So in that case, we would have the mitzvah kaim divrei amit. So lema helech kischi is a different machlokas tanaim. The time. Okay, there for sure yachzur l'mishaleach. But what about if meta mishaleach b'natayim? So if not, then Rabbi Yaakov Omer yachzur l'yorshe mishaleach. Yesh omrim yachzur l'yorshe mishlish talchulo. Rabbi Yehuda anos yomer mishum Rabbi Yaakov yomer shum Rabbi Meir mitzvah lekayim divrei amit. V'chachamim omrim yachloku. And here in Bavel they say kol hashir sheshliach yaaseh. I can tell you that. Anyway, it seems that the lineup is like this. My labokam ifligi. The Tanakhim olzelach lav kischi. Reb Nasser, Reb Yaakov say it's true olzelach lav kischi. And furthermore, even if the guy had died, lo amin mitzvah kaim divrei amit. The Yesh Omrim says, no, actually, all of his kishli, so why not deliver it to the Yorshim? Rabbi Anasi, it's true that all of his lav kishli, but there's another issue that you didn't take into consideration. Because Echad Amit, Amrina Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Amit. Chachomim weren't sure what the din is about either of those. Not about Mitzvah L'Kayim and not about all of kishli. So they said, Yachloku, because Misapkalu. And in Bava they said, it's better to do something than to do a compromise. Shoshuda is Adif. Reb Shimon and Anasi was only coming to say that there was an actual event and that this is what they paskin. So Maaseh Atalash Inan, which leaves us with the Machlokas Tanayim about whether Halach is Kisvi. Answers the Gemara, actually, Babori Kule Amalo Plige. And the question over here is whether a Shchiv Mira would also be in this case a lav kisli the way a bori would be, to be continued.